SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. One person was killed and five others wounded in a New York City subway shooting. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Gunfire erupted following a dispute between two groups of teenagers at a New York City subway station at the start of evening rush hour on a train platform in the Bronx around 4:30 p.m., a time when stations throughout the city are filled with kids coming home from school and many workers are beginning their evening commute. Officials say a 34-year-old man was killed. The wounded included a 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, and three adults, ages 28, 29, and 71. Some of the victims are believed to have been involved in the dispute, and others were simply waiting for their train. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's latest comments about NATO are rattling world leaders, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a weekend campaign rally, Trump said Russia should be able to do whatever it wants to NATO members who don't meet their share of defense spending for the alliance. NATO's leader warned that Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. Poland's president denounced Trump's comment, as did the White House. The former president said he would not protect a NATO ally if they were delinquent in payments and said he would encourage Russia to do as it wishes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shooter who opened fire at a Texas megachurch had a history of mental illness and used an AR-style rifle in the attack that critically injured a 7-year-old son. Police identified the shooter as 36-year-old Janice Yvonne Moreno and noted that Moreno sometimes used both male and female aliases. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 125 points, the Nasdaq dropped 48, the S&P lower by 4. This is SRN News. Americans say churches are having a positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Finally, some good news from Pakistan. The government there has announced that beginning in the fall, Christian students in the public schools will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is to be introduced this year that will allow Christian young people to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and church history. Christians are calling the news a great victory. This is SRN News. Responding to a rise in violent crime, a nighttime curfew is being expanded to include more illegal alien shelters in New York City.
Initially applied to 4 shelters, now the curfew covers an additional 20 locations. The Daily News reports the curfew impacts about 3,600 migrants. The city's traditional homeless shelters have long had such curfews. The 24 shelters now subject to these restrictions represent a fraction of the more than 200 facilities currently housing some 66,000 illegal immigrants in New York City. Rich Thomason reporting.
For the second year in a row, a religious Super Bowl ad campaign promised viewers that Jesus gets us. Two commercials from Sunday night centered Jesus' message to love your neighbor, even across ideological divides. It also plans to advertise during the Paris Olympics. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.